Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Each generation faces unique threats from abroad. Under President Ronald Reagan, the United States and its allies faced down the communist threat emanating from the Soviet Union. Today, the United States, under President Donald Trump, is confronting the challenges posed by the People's Republic of China, or PRC, and a terrorist regime in Iran. The pillars of strength and candor are the foundations for America's policy towards the world's number one threat to freedom today, the Chinese Communist Party, said Secretary Pompeo in a speech to the Ronald Reagan Institute on November 10th.
We've stated clearly and consistently that the United States-China relations will not be dictated by exceptions carved out by the party, but by the simple and powerful standards expected of any nation with aspirations to play a role on the global stage. That means what we've told our counterparts in China: accountability, transparency, reciprocity from Beijing.
It also means no more illegal claims in the South China Sea, no more coercion and co-optation of American businesses, no more consulates used as dens of spies, no more stealing of intellectual property, and no more ignoring fundamental rights violations, declared Secretary Pompeo. And the party's atrocities in Xinjiang, Tibet, and elsewhere will not be tolerated. With regard to Iran, the United States' maximum pressure campaign has denied Tehran and its terrorist proxies tens of billions of dollars. There have already been many successes under President Trump's leadership. In the Middle East, American strength has replaced leading from behind, explained Secretary Pompeo. We destroyed the ISIS caliphate, we killed Baghdadi and Soleimani, and we have restored substantial military deterrence. Elsewhere in the region, the United States has advanced its foreign policy priorities. By recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and acknowledging that the Golan Heights are part of Israel, the U.S. has helped secure the Jewish state as central to the region's future, said Secretary Pompeo. The desire to live in freedom is inherent in every individual. As Secretary Pompeo noted, we see it in the people of Venezuela, tired of Nicolas Maduro's destructive regime. We see it in Nicaragua. We see Iranians and Belarusians all longing for this very human condition. The United States must pursue greater human freedom in the world, confident in our nation's purpose, sure of our values, and determined to protect our way of life because we believe so deeply in America's promise.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.